This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you're over 40, Aaron would like to sleep with you.
That's not... You said date.
Last I checked, that's what dating you looks like. So there's a story out that basically men slowly but surely morph into different things when they're dating. Like their 20s... Like I haven't even read the thing, but I can tell you. Men in their 20s...
It says they don't fully know what they want, which I think that can be applied to everyone in their 20s.
Yeah. Yeah, but men just, like, we're just, yeah.
Not focused on settling down, just want to have fun, which is fine.
But it's frightening to me that someone in this room got married in their 20s.
I know.
And they're still
like
happy.
Young 20s.
I know.
Yeah.
His wife couldn't drink at their wedding, young 20s.
No, she could.
She could. That was my rule for her.
He made her wait.
Oh,
I do remember that.
Yeah, she was
one of the rules.
She was almost 22.
I don't know about you.
It feels like a perfect night to get married.
I think you're the exception to the rule. You knew what you wanted.
I knew what I wanted, yeah. And I think everybody knows what they want. I think guys specifically, they just don't want to admit it.
Really?
That's, I think, the difference. I think you
idea what I want in my 20s. None.
But what do you mean? What is there to not know? You want to find a partner.
I just had like Ryan Gosling. What do you want?
I don't know, but I
think you're like, I'm not supposed to settle down yet.
No, I didn't know what I wanted. I still don't know
what
I
want. What do you want?
I'm genuinely just, what is there to not
know?
Did you want to get married? Did you want to have kids? Like that's what
not really, no.
Okay,
no.
Interesting.
No, I didn't know. Like, that was before the factory was invented. You know, I didn't know, oh, blonde, brunette. Like, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm starting to zone in on a thing that I like. And I'm at a certain point, you're like, oh, she's a crack addict? I don't care. Sure, I'll date her. Like, she like doesn't have meaningful employment, has super daddy issues, like whatever. You're like, okay, I don't care. Because you're like, nothing's permanent in your 20s. And you're not thinking of, you don't have a bucket list of things she has to be. So you're just kind of willing to go along with the flow of a lot more things.
Did you feel though, like the people that you were dating then, could you see a future with them? Like, did you still have that, but you were just like, we're going to deal with the now?
But I just stick.
But I
period.
Still, okay.
I'm just a sticker. I'm like, not a stage 5 clinger, but I'm like, I get in relationships. Mostly because I'm just, you know, I'm so awesome that people don't want to leave.
But that's
but
what
you're
I,
the sticker.
Right. I'm sticky, I guess.
But that's okay. I think that's what I'm trying to say is you knew what you wanted deep down is
no,
to be in a relationship because you kept forcing it to happen.
I didn't force it to happen. It just happens. You get in my circle. I'm like a tractor beam. Look at you. Try to leave. Try to walk away right now. Go ahead.
I don't want to.
See?
It's
kind of
weird.
You know what you want. Yeah. I think it's funny you're pretending you don't know what I mean when I say I don't know what I want.
I just think a lot of people do and they're just like, but I'm not yet. Not yet. It's same with like becoming a dad and becoming a father. It's like, yeah, I want to, but not yet. Not yet. And it's
I didn't think I wanted to. I'd always kind of pictured myself as having kids because everyone just did.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're from Longmont, you procreate. You like,
yeah.
Especially when you're one generation off the farm. I mean, like my dad had 8 brothers and sisters. Then we get peeled it down to 4. I'm like, well, I got to do at least 2. Got to keep the math right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you did.
I did.
Good for you.
But like, I didn't think of that in my 20s. I wasn't like, yes, let's get a kid. Let's.
Because you
doing
were
everything
also a rock
could
star.
To not have a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I guess I was too, but I just knew that eventually that's what I want. So that's what I was looking for. And when I was dating, is like, could I marry you? Could I have a kid with you? Could I see that happening.
Not once did that. I don't believe that ever crossed my mind in my 20s. Not
I mean, really. With people that I genuinely was dating. Like, I mean, you have flings or whatever.
Even when I was dating, I'm like, this is just great. This is great. Just like this.
Let's keep going. Interesting. Okay.
This is the thing. It's like, I wasn't like, oh my God, we should get married. And what sucks is the girl who I dated in my 20s, I adored her. Like, I fell in love with her the first time I saw her in eighth grade.
Aww.
And then we dated for most of my 20s. And it's like, I feel bad because she did know what she wanted. And I didn't do it. Like, she was like, I'll just wait until he knows what he wants.
Oh.
Yeah. She's really? Married now. I found
That's
out.
That's good.
Oh, good. You looked her up.
I looked her up a long time ago.
I would too.
I didn't look her up for that though.
I don't know. Is that proving my point a little bit?
No.
That, like, if you could have just been like, maybe I do want to just settle down with you. You could have been with her.
No.
And maybe you would have.
She's way better off. Because she's with like a farm. She's like a Longmont girl. She's with somebody like, yeah. She just got to him too late because I like wasted a bunch of her time.
Wow.
Aaron, you know that you've dated me, not me, but men like me.
Oh yeah, that's like all of my situationships.
Right, we're like, I'll get around to it, or yeah. I won't. This is great, yeah. Just like this.
I like this now, but
I just come over and then like when I'm done,
where they literally are like, yeah, I like where this is going. This is great. I want to continue this. I'm not ready for a long-term relationship. Let's keep going. Like, it's,
what does going mean if it's not a long-term relationship?
I have no idea.
How old was this person?
They're in their 30s.
Cool. So in their 30s, it says they look for a true connection.
That's a lie. To put it lightly, lies.
Okay. So then you don't think any, because you had like four or five situationships in a row.
In a row. Like, to the point where it made me delete dating apps.
I know. It hurt. I haven't had the courage yet. I'm on the verge though.
I think it's got to be the apps. I didn't have anywhere else to turn. There was no like imaginary line of women that like, well, if this doesn't work out, I'll just get back and swipe and find someone. It's like
the apps suck. It totally changed our mentality.
Yeah, and all of a sudden you're shopping.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's like I put effort into this. Like, it took courage to like come up and talk to you and all that. Mm-hmm. And now we're like a few dates in, and we're both invested instead of there's no backup plan. So yeah. I think that
you're right.
See that.
So you're better than all of us.
Yeah.
No, I was before the apps, luckily. Mm-hmm.
Well, so that brings me to what we started this whole conversation with.
Yep.
If you're in your 40s, you're looking for relationship-minded women. And that woman is in the studio today.
Here I
am. Her name is Aaron. So if you're in your 40s, 4700 South Syracuse, she gets off at 7.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.